Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm yo buddy, Johnny Radio. I'm chilling out here with my homie, by the way, Dennis Dixon. About 12:30, I'm going to teach y'all a little bit about the difference between my homies over at Hi-Low and EnviroMaster. Because there is a difference, and you're thinking to yourself, John, are y'all selling, are you pushing the same product? Absolutely not. Not even close, bro. Not even close. But I'm going to tell you all the differences. And I'm going to explain to you right now, real quick, the cleanest team in town is where you go, MrCleanTeam.com, and that is for Hi-Low. They come out there. They are commercial janitorial. They are an industrial cleaner. They do post-construction cleaning. They do help with setup and moving. They'll do one-time cleaning, two-time cleaning, weekly cleaning, daily cleaning. They clean it anytime you want. You just set it up. And all you have to do is go to MrCleanTeam.com, and it'll take you directly to Hi-Low's website. Set up a consultation. They'll have a person right there to help you out. It's bing, bang, boom, easy peasy. And then in my homies over at EnviroMaster, at about 12:30, you're going to learn the difference. They're a hygiene company. They're about killing the odors and the germs that kill your business. We're definitely going to make a little bit of a distinction, help you wade through it so you understand why all you managers in restaurants, all you office buildings, all you owners out there, and don't be nasty. Like, I went to a doctor's office, and their bathroom was nasty, and that made me, like, never go back to that doctor, bro. Like, you're a doctor.
How the doctor going
to
be
like, you need to have all your germs killed, and I don't need to smell urine when I come out your bathroom, bro. Seriously. So we're going to get into all that good stuff. But for commercial janitorium, for industrial cleaning, do me a favor and check out my friends at Hi-Low. Go to the cleanest team in town, MrCleanTeam.com. And don't forget, they have the JDR guarantee, find any debris. And guess what? They're going to come back and make sure you're clean. And they're going to do it and do it and do it till you're satisfied, whatever it is. Kind of like my girl Evie Van Pelt when it comes to the Rebels, man. She's out there making sure she knows everything. She's got people at every single event. She's also so sweet. When she was in Minnesota, she was sending me pictures of my baby girl, her last time ever cheerleading. Only bad thing, it was in that stinky barn that could use EnviroMaster. Because, boy, that barn does stink. Evie, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm finally back to where I can actually speak.
Oh my goodness,
I'm not
that's right.
Cough,
did you learn
everything.
Sign language?
Yeah, I really needed to. I needed to. Poor David, it was awful. I don't think he got any sleep for a couple. That cough was no joke. And so yeah, all that's hopefully, knock on wood, gone. And
yeah.
I'm excited to be back. And I was so happy. Your little girl was so sweet, and I have a picture. I think I sent it to you. She actually got me to take a picture
with
the group of cheerleaders mm-hmm. that were there, and that was so sweet. And, you know, there's nothing that'll make you feel older and fatter than to be in a picture with those beautiful little girls. You know, they're just. But anyway, she was so sweet, and I got to take a picture of her and Keith Carter and at the game, and she's just a super, super young lady, and I can't even imagine how sad you are that she's not going to be cheering.
Oh, you had me dusty eyed. I ain't going to lie, bro. I was crying a little bit, and then the way they lost.
Yeah.
And then my daughter called me late at night crying when they got back home. And she wasn't crying at first.
Oh.
You know, she was tough because that's how she does it. And then I just said, are you sure you okay? You know.
And then she.
And then, no, Dad, I'm not.
It was unfortunate. It really was. It to me, in that women's basketball game, it was as if, you know, that had kind of been. I'm not saying the referees decided ahead of time, but when you call a foul two fouls on Cody McMahon within the first 3 minutes, you've changed the trajectory of the game. I mean, you just have.
Don't forget about the scorer's table, putting a five-second clock when it should have been a 20-second reset after the ball hit the rim, and it cost them a possession and a two-point game. So there is a lot of stuff that I can complain about, and that just breaks my heart. And Coach O had such a good year, and those girls deserved more. And I just know that my daughter had the best 4 years of her life. She graduates in May. And now it's time for her to either get married to some rich dude or come work for me, okay?
Reese,
you're going to have to get rich, Holmes.
Well, they're certainly a cute couple, and I think your daughter's been successful in absolutely everything she's tackled at Ole Miss. My gosh, national champion. I mean, not many people get to leave as a national champion. So national champion in school, she's graduated
with Dean's List.
Yeah, there you go. Success. Yeah, she's a great girl, and I'm definitely going to miss her. But, oh, my gosh, she was so nice to me there in Minneapolis, and I really appreciated it.
Well, hopefully we're going to get her to work at a little Harden House production. We're going to do little things together, and you'll see her a whole lot down in Oxford as she's, like, doing a little reporting with you. Wouldn't that be awesome? It's going to happen.
Good.
Something that's going to trip you out, because this also came from my daughter and Reese this weekend over at Easter. I was talking to him, and I just kind of asked Reese, because, you know, he's still got friends on the team, and even though in the world of the transfer portal and a lot of friends down in Oxford area, of course, and everybody really does, at least the way, I mean, he had me 100 convinced, listen to Trinidad talk. It feels like right now Pete Golding has gone from a guy that nobody really knew in Oxford because, you know, Lane doesn't let his assistants really talk but one time a year. Same with when he was in Tuscaloosa. And now it seems like he's, like, won over all the hearts in Oxford, his former players, his current players. Like, I have not heard a bad thing about Pete Golding. And I just keep hearing that this is, like, the hardest worker. He is who he is, and he does not pretend to be somebody else. And he's always looking to lead by example. And I love this stuff. So Pete Golding feels like we might have lost Lane, but we might have found a diamond in the rough.
Oh, I totally agree. And to me, I feel like, isn't it refreshing to have a coach that literally what you see is what you get? And I mean, you know, you don't have to worry. Is he looking up there at somebody else, some other school? Is he, you know, I don't know. So you're right. We had, I think, offensive lineman Patrick Cutis talked this week, and one of the things he said, and interestingly, Patrick was tampered with. You know, he was our portal lineman from Arkansas, and he was tampered with and was contacted by other teams during the season and had never entered the transfer portal. So, you know, cry some more, Dabo. It happens all the time. But anyway, one thing he said is, I just couldn't see myself leaving. We have built such a good culture. We had such an awesome season last year. I know we can build on top of that. And he also said, on Golding, he said, quote, everyone who is here wants to be here. Everyone's bought into Coach Golding's vision. So now we just have to go out and execute it. And I agree with you. Golding isn't going to get outworked.
He's definitely working.
Yes, hard worker. And, you know, and it's interesting, too, to see the people who have come back, so to speak, to the program who were not involved with it before. I mean, first and foremost, the Mannings, you know, they came back. They were kind of on a little hiatus while Lane was around. Now you got Terrence Metcalf, former offensive lineman, NFL player, back and is on the staff. You've got, you know, a number of former players that were not before. And so I think that's very interesting to see, and I think everybody just appreciates, you know, that blue collar mentality that Golding has, and
you know, Cam Franklin, like basically his rise.
Yes, and you know, there's a lot of, you know, Pete talked about leadership earlier this week, and he says, you know, it's kind of interesting to me. He wants by example leaders. That's what he called them. And he flat out said Monday, listening to the wrong guy can have effects. And he said, so they want to make sure, he goes, some guys are natural at leading, some guys aren't. And, you know, he said, we're not going to push that on someone too early. But that being said, you know, Cam Franklin, Will Eccles, certainly those are players on the defense who are going to be team leaders. And let's face it, I mean, Trinidad owns the team. You know what I mean? I mean, uh-huh. He was a leader last year, and it's just so exciting to think about him getting this coming season to get to play.
It's going to be also interesting at SEC Media Days. You got new, you know, Coach Pete Golding you're going to be talking to. Of course, you know, then you're going to have Ryan Silverfield, who's over at Arkansas. Lane Kiffin's mm-hmm. now down at LSU. Brent Venables, what he did with Oklahoma and got them back, I'm interested. Our former quarterback that we loved very much when he was just a little bitty baby pup is now over in Missouri. So I'm looking to see what Eli thinks about him. Josh Heupel, man. This Tennessee team better, I feel like it's time to put up now.
I feel like you're right about that. And, you know, just listed, just those names you mentioned. I mean, my gosh. And Kirby Smart and Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah, I didn't even mention Texas or Georgia.
yeah. I mean, quite a league in terms of coaching. So, but I was glad that Pete and Lane are on different days. You know, sometimes the SEC gets a little funny, and you know, and so I'm glad.
So Pete's win on Wednesday. Days. Who's he with?
Pete's Wednesday. I'd have to check.
I
on
think
that
he's
real
with
quick.
Elko. I do know that because I do remember
I believe.
A&M.
Yeah, we post. Yeah.
Oh heck, John Summerall. He's going to have Florida.
Alabama's
Kalen DeBorg. That'll be Wednesday. They're going to start off with Alabama. I just pulled it off the RebelWalk.com, your number one source for all things sport. You know how easy it was? I went RebelWalk.com, bing, bang, boom, right there. Kalen DeBorg.
Well, thank you.
Florida's John Summerall, then Old Mrs. Pete Golding, and then it'll be followed by Texas A&M's Mike Elko. That will be your Wednesday, July 22nd.
Yes. Now, I do think they told us somewhere along the line that maybe they're not that's not in the exact, I mean, that's definitely who's going to go on each
day. We just
day,
don't know the
that
order.
May not be the order. Yeah. But yeah, that'll be a good day for Golding. And then Lane will be there on the day with Silverfield and Jeff Lebby and Steve Sarkisian. So, there you go. And they'll kick things off. I think that, Monday, like you said, Kentucky, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. So it'll be fun. I can't wait. It's in Tampa this year. I don't think it's ever been in Tampa before.
Ain't Hoover.
That ain't Hoover, is it? So, yep. That's
I've been to a few places in Tampa. I will leave that alone.
I think you and David Walker have been to, well, yes. David is, yeah, he's been to some places in Tampa too, so. Anyway, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, it always just kind of shocks me when I get the email release about it. And I'm like, wait, media days? Because to me, you know, I've said it before, that's like the unofficial kickoff. And so we just got to make it to that's July. We got spring practices going on for a little bit longer. And so we've got that. But yeah, we're ready. You know, I don't know that I have anticipated the season. And now I anticipated last season, but I think having Trinidad Chambliss and Kiwan Lacey back, I just, you know, I can hardly wait to see what that looks like.
I'm looking forward to it. Lacey and Trinidad are also like just so special. But like, is there anything that you learned from spring practice, but other than like you know, a couple guys that he mentions, or is this just about getting healthy?
Well, I think a lot of it's getting healthy. I do think that, you know, again, full disclosure, we're averaging about 12 minutes of viewing time. So if there's any media out there saying they can just tell you everything, they're lying, because 12 minutes isn't a lot, and especially a lot of it is drills and things like that. But I will tell you, The linebackers are looking pretty good. The Clemson transfer, Luke Ferrelli, and then Baylor transfer, Keaton Thomas. They're I mean, the general consensus there is the linebacker room has been upgraded.
Dang.
And probably, I mean, it's interesting. We had this in our practice report this week. You know, Luke Ferrelli, I think everybody just assumed he'd be the green dot guy in communication with Golding. And there's some talk, you know, Baylor transfer Keaton Thomas is making a push for that. He's doing a great job, too. So that's going to be, I'm really, really interested to see, you know, after losing, you know, a linebacker to LSU in the transfer portal. I mean, I loved him, TJ Daugherty, but a lot of folks think this is the, we're going to see a strong linebacking core this year.
Well, we always, you know, football's 365. Baseball is in full swing right now. There were some ninth inning heroics not too long ago.
Yes.
Against Florida, that was a crazy win, 5-2. They've been pushed back up into the top 25. For a minute, I thought we were slipping. Like, when they lost to Memphis, and I was like, damn, dude.
Oh, we gone.
And again, yeah, I love Memphis, you know. God, played him as love it. That Mike's not supposed to lose to them.
No, he's not. And I think that was a tough one. And
was,
you
it
know,
a wake up?
I think it was a bit of a wake up, but yet, you know, they went to Florida, and that one could have gone either way. I mean, that was a tough series, came down to that rubber game, and like you said, Ole Miss was down 2-0 in the ninth inning.
Scored five,
and then Walker Hooks just came out there on the mound like a boss and commanded
them.
Yeah, sat him down. So that was huge. I think that's one of those ones that absolutely, you know, you can look back on and as a potential turning point of the season. And now they get to welcome LSU, ranked one spot above them at 24. Into Swayze this weekend. So it's at home. It's LSU. It's going to be a big weekend. I think a lot at stake there. And wouldn't we love, wouldn't Ole Miss love an opportunity to beat LSU at, anything? Everything.
Everything. So, anything.
Yes. So,
Let's be honest. Now you got Will Wade back down there and Lane Kiffin's down there, and you got Kim Mulkey, and you're like, holy hell.
I mean, what in the world is going on?
And they spending money.
They spending money, and I think that's going to be an interesting turn to see how that goes, because they conceivably, like my parents used to tell me, you have a money tree in the backyard. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just running out there to the money tree. Well, they may have money tree in Baton Rouge. I don't know, because they're sure spending like crazy. So yeah. Now we'll also say Coach Yo has hit the portal. Started.
She got some big center, didn't she? Like 6'6".
Yeah.
Is she really 6'6"?
She's 6'5", got 6'5" from Boise State. Oh, just 6'5".
I'm just saying, it's like, I'm like, dude, I mean, I'm not like some tall dude, but like, man, that makes me feel really small.
Yeah, that's a tall young lady. And I don't know if you saw, she got from the Lady Volunteers, she got Talasia Cooper, who spent the last 2 years there at Tennessee and was averaging, I think, 16 points, 4.7 boards. I think she had only 4 games. She didn't reach double digits, so she's very similar to what Cody McMahon did. Anyway, she signed her yesterday and then signed the young lady from Boise State. We had an opportunity to talk to each of them, and you know what? Both of them, their sentiment is when because I always want to know why Ole Miss. I ask every player that. What was it for you? Because, I mean, I understand, you know, money plays a role nowadays, but these are also kids who want to try and play at the next level. And as Talasia said, she said, you know, Coach Yo develops players into pros, and you know, that's what I want and that's what I need, and I know she'll be hard on me, because I'm telling you, when I was in Minneapolis at practice, I got to go to some practices, and Coach Yo is as hard on her star player, you know, Cody McMahon, as she was anybody else. And I mean, those girls, some of them, it was funny, they started heading to the back of the court to run lines before Yo even told them, because they knew, you know, they were,
that's
if they
what
were
about
in trouble
to
on
do.
A play. Yeah, yeah. It's and she will single you out. Like Cody, a number of times, had to go run. And Yo will just say, why are you shooting that shot? That's not a high percentage shot. You know, get back there and run lines. And they do it, and they respect her. And so I'm excited to see what she's going to put together in the portal.
I'm also excited to see what happens this Friday because, you know, Ole Miss, you talked about Ole Miss and LSU, three-game series starting this Friday. They're going with, what, Hunter Elliott on Friday, then Townsend Saturday, and Babe on,
Ray on
Sunday, I believe.
Yes. And so that's going to be, you know, man, I think the pitching is getting stronger to me as we go along. You know, some folks, I told you, were hand-wringing over Hunter to start the season, and I, like I said a million times, if Hunter's your biggest worry, you don't have any worries, you know, because I think Hunter's going to be fine. But, yeah, and Townsend, you know, we really, when he was out, you know, with a bit of a, whatever it was, shoulder strain, I don't know exactly what it was, but it wasn't anything serious. He just needed rest, and they got it for him, and he looked great against Florida. And so has Rabe. And then, like we said, I was impressed with the way Walker Hooks came in. You know, that's not easy coming in like that in the bottom of the ninth on the road against a ranked SEC team. So a lot of guys seem to be, you know, maybe they're putting some things together. They're still stranding a few too many runners. You know?
Yeah, but I will say, though, the thing about me is if we're, like, talking a little gambling advantage, I've been looking at LSU this year. Do you notice they struggled against every lefty that they face?
Yes.
Friday night feels Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think so, too. I absolutely agree with you. And I just, you know, again, I just go back to, I just feel like the mental toughness of Hunter out there, if he can get a little bit of run support, I just think, you know, I'd take him all day, every day.
I love him. I think he's actually still going to be a damn good pitcher at the next level, but big weekend against LSU. Evie, I just have to ask you, what's up with Chris? How's he feeling after a rough year?
Oh, man. Well, I tell you.
And everybody in the grand, I mean, there's only 2,900-plus players already in the portal.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the truth? Well, you know, Ole Miss has had a couple of several players enter. Probably the most notable is Eduardo Klafke, who I believe yesterday committed to Butler. So Klafke's gone, but I tell you, we've got a Portal Buzz article up on our website that are players to watch, and these are players not just, oh, we think they'd be great. These are players that our sources indicate have either had a Zoom with Ole Miss, or they're going to take a visit, or they've, you know, there's been some sort of communication of interest on the part of Ole Miss. So we've got a good bit of a write-up about each of these players, but we'll definitely let folks know as soon as we start getting some transfers in. So I know they're doing a lot of work there behind the scenes just because of the number of players that you'll see on this Portal Buzz list. So anyway,
and they got the money. That's the thing, too. They got the cash, so just gotta spend in the right space. Don't go Delonte West. Go more towards Magic Johnson.
Yes. So the portal opened April 7th. It closes on April 21st. We've also got a list of, you know, kind of the tracker of people who are heading out. And like I said, Klafke's the most notable. But a lot of really good players out there. I mean, it is insane to note the number of players that are in that portal. So I think, you know, again, it's all about, you know, there are some people who thought maybe they missed on some evaluations this past season. You know, I don't know. They look pretty good in the SEC tournament to me. I don't know why it took that long to gel. Let's don't take that long next season, you know, but I like to say, you know, say what people will about Beard. I mean, Beard is a coach. Beard knows what he's doing. He's an excellent
I mean, just
coach.
Like, you know, it you go from, you know, when he first got there and then, you know, like the success that he had, you know, the year prior where they got all the way, what was it, to the Sweet 16? Or am I just Sweet 16. And then last year, like, not even making the tournament, it definitely was it was a different thing for the fans.
Yes. And, I mean, I think it's you know.
It's hit or miss these days now in the portal.
Yes, it really is. And it's, you know, sometimes it's hit or miss in terms of is the player going to be, how's the player going to be? But then I also feel like it's hit or miss. You know, they've got to get in and they've all got to gel and turn into a team.
That's facts.
So, it's just, there's a lot that goes into it. It is, I mean, it ain't easy being a coach these days. Yeah, I know they make lots of money, but I will tell you, there's a lot of moving pieces there.
I will tell you, though, I did love listening to Dan Hurley this morning on the Dan Patrick Show talk about how he recruits a kid, not just because of the kid's talent, but because of the family and, you know, talks to the family and always ask him, do you want your kid to literally go out there and get in the transfer portal every year to maximize his, you know, value, or do you want him to go become the best basketball player that he can, get a four-year education, five-year education, and, like, become part of a community? The parents are like, I'm for that. Then he's like, I'm with them. I mean, you look at Alex Caravan. If it's just like, nah, man, I'm just want them to get the cash, bro, then it doesn't seem like he recruits them. And Dusty May did a little similar thing, and he's the new basically Kurt Cignetti at Indiana. It's a different world that we are in. But you know what? The one thing that never changes, the Rebel Walk is always the number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information. It will continue to be. It always will be. And Evie's the founder and the publisher. So do me a favor. When you think Ole Miss, just go to therebelwalk.com. Bing, bang, boom. Makes life easy. What you got coming down the pipe?
Well, I tell you what. We've got I'm excited about this. We've got our press conferences with Pete Golding and a player or two every Tuesday. And then Friday, he lets his assistants talk. And this Friday, we're going to get to hear from John David Baker. So I'm really excited to hear what John David has to say and kind of what his thoughts are on the offense that he's got and what it's going to look like. And so we'll let folks know about that, and we'll have all the coverage. We've got folks that will be out at Swayze covering the baseball series.
Saturday sold out, but still tickets for Friday and Sunday, Peach.
Yeah, people better hurry. And then, of course, we'll keep everything posted. I've texted with Coach Yo. I know a couple of other players that have entered the portal that she's pushing, you know, hopes to get. And so we'll keep people posted on that, too.
Evie, thank you so much. I'm glad you're doing better with your voice. I hope there weren't too many middle finger sign language that you had to give to David.
Oh, there might have been. I get it.
But, man, thank you so much. And we'll talk again very soon. And I will always forever treasure those pictures that you sent me. I appreciate that with all my heart.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week and weekend.
That is my girl, Evie Van Pelt from the Rebel Walk, your number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information. We're about to find out about EnviroMaster. Man, you want to kill them germs that kill your business, bro. I don't know about you, but I have a weak stomach. If it stank, I am not around. I don't change diapers. I threw up every time I did. And I don't go back to a restaurant when I go into the restaurant and I almost throw up. If you don't want those dead gum owners, if you want, like, to kill those germs that are killing your business, you better hold tight. My homie Dennis Dixon's joining me on the other side. We got EnviroMaster. They're a hygiene company. And let me tell you something. They're already taking care of 300 businesses right here in the Mid-South. I can think of a few I know that they aren't taking care of that they need to. If you own a restaurant, a business, if you're a manager, make life easier. Enviro-Master.com. And then come back and listen to me and Dennis, because we're about to rap and teach you a little something on Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
My homie coming back with a little fresh and so clean, clean. That's a little old school right there.
And it's appropriate for our next segment.
That is so appropriate, man. And that's my man right there, Jay Ham, on the ones and the twos, the historian. I got my man Dennis up in the house. First and foremost, Dennis, welcome to a little Johnny Radio's Happy Hour. I appreciate you joining me. And
Get my
man's mic hot. Yeah, there we go. He was on the ones and the twos. Ain't no doing all that fresh and so clean, clean.
There we go.
But, man, my man Dennis, tell me a little bit about EnviroMaster, because I went out there and I met you and I met your owner. By the way, Tom's a super, super great guy. And it's kind of amazing that there's actually an owner of a company that basically puts himself out there and available to every one of his customers, especially when you have already over 300 in Memphis. Yeah. And you have, by the way, 98 EnviroMasters across the country.
Yeah, and growing.
And growing. Why? Man, do y'all remember what happened in 2019, the end of that joint, and then we had Jeffrey Tobin get me out of teaching? You know what happened?
Yep, we got COVID.
Yep, and then guess what happened? I quit teaching because I saw Jeffrey Tobin on CNN doing a Zoom call, and it didn't work out well for him.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
And you know what? I don't think that COVID would have been so bad if EnviroMaster was taking care of everybody's business back then.
I 100% agree.
And listen, and I'm dead serious. Before I get into this, business owners, I was telling y'all earlier about my high-low, my friends, which is a janitorial service. And a lot of people, when you think EnviroMaster, you think maybe if you're a restaurant, well, dude, I have my homies, they clean the bathroom every night. Well, of course you're going to clean the bathroom. But, you know, EnviroMaster has more – I don't even know what you – like how you can say it. Like, what do you call all these amazing things that y'all have now come up with that is sanitary? You spray it around everything, you put it there. I mean, it literally keeps away the germs, the odors, the smells. How do y'all do all that? And then what separates you from a janitorial service?
That's the great question. You know, everybody, Johnny, has janitorial services, and we're not trying to replace those guys. We're not trying to get rid of those guys. Matter of fact, that's one of the first objections or rebuttals that we get when we're talking about this service is somebody says, hey, well, we already got somebody taking care of our restrooms. We already got somebody taking care of all of our cleaning. And so and here's what we tell them. You know, our job is to improve the appearance and smell of your restrooms and make the program pay for itself. You can have your cake and eat it too.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't we're not going to do in one day what you're going to need during the week. I mean, somebody goes in a restaurant and blows it up Friday night, Saturday night, and we were just there Friday morning. You're still going to have your in-house crews do something. So what we do is we help those guys.
Basically, y'all work in conjunction together.
That's it, man. Yeah, that's it. And we make the program pay for itself. You know, you have a lot of our competitors are selling you stuff. They're selling you air freshener, selling you soap, selling you air fresheners, and all of our stuff comes at no charge when you sign up for our services.
So you get all the soap, you get all the stuff that you need, and you get it, and that's included with the
correct.
That's ridiculous.
Now, our average stop is, you know, a $40 stop, $45 stop, and with that, what we do the heavy lifting that your janitorial companies don't do. Our guys are OSHA certified to carry chemicals that they don't have, and you can't
that they can't have.
Yeah, they can't have. You don't want it. You don't want, you know, these acids in your restaurant. You
not
don't
if you're not an expert and know exactly
correct.
Where to put them.
And so if you've ever looked on the underside of a urinal, man, you see that stripe down there. You see some stuff.
Yep.
I showed you some pictures.
You did.
And
I was weak.
Yeah.
And in the knees.
And they can't get that stuff off. It turns into concrete, right? So we have acids. Our guys, what they do is a three-step process. We acid wash the fixtures and to remove all that buildup. Then we put a sealant on that lasts for 7 to 9 days. It's made by the same company that makes Rain-X for all 98 franchises.
And everybody knows Rain-X, it keeps everything off your car.
Right, right. So it has it does two things. Everything needs water to grow. So this is hydrophobic. It repels water, but it has a germicidal that anything that touches it for 7 to 9 days, it kills it on contact. So the third step, and this became huge during COVID, the EPA put our process and our chemical on their website. And we had the Memphis – we had the Shelby County Health Department telling customers to come to EnviroMaster. And when some people were charging $3,000 or $4,000 to get their place sprayed down, we'd come in there and say, hey, we'll do this for a couple of $100. And it's on the EPA. It's approved by the EPA. And so we were – it kills 47 pathogens, E. coli, MRSA, alligator pox, whatever they're trying to kill us with next. All those things it kills. And that's also included in that process, in those restrooms. We spray the place down with a hospital-grade disinfectant. So those all those things that we do, and, you know, that it's really – once you understand the program, once you get it and you see the benefits of it, it's a no-brainer.
And then it pays for itself.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
That's the other thing that I – when I was over there talking to you and Tom, I was going, wait a second. This bad boy literally pays for itself. It also saves your manager's time to have to sit there and order all the soap and chemicals. Stay on all that and order the chemicals and stay on top of that. Y'all take care of that. Y'all also, again, get rid of the odors, again, that kill your business, the germs, the disgusting things. I also know that y'all do a master pressure washer service too.
Yes, yes. So most everybody who does that weekly, we call it a SANI service, the weekly service, they also do a quarterly. We have some of our customers do it monthly or every other month, but we come in and throw an enzyme solution down and constant. It's like a grout refresh. We pressure wash the walls and low pressure on the grout so it don't blow out the grout and get your the grout lines looking really good.
Actually,
again.
Like looking like they originally
like
did.
It's right. That's it. And so we do that.
That discolorization, it looks funky.
Yep. So and that health and safety service that that's what made us who we are in that restroom service. We have now expanded that outside. So now we're also doing pressure washing even in the kitchens, moving fryers out of the way, the floors, the walls. We're doing pressure washing on dining room floors, moving the tables and stuff, doing all that stuff. We're going outside and doing drive-thrus and walkways and dumpster pads and
heck, some of those diggum, you know, the little taco trucks is that I like to jump by.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to reach out too.
Yeah, they do. They do. So a lot of those things and outside we use a much higher pressure. We up to 4,000 psi, 250 degrees. Boiling water kills anything. So that's the health and safety part of it, right? So and now we're doing other things too. We're doing windows. We're doing drain services. You got a stinky drain. You got sewer gases coming up.
By the way, if you don't eliminate the crap that's in your drain, that's just going to keep coming back. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, we're cleaning those out. We're throwing an enzyme solution down. What we have found on those drains that you can – we have a lot of companies that are going out there trying to kill the flies. Those little sapsuckers have 48-hour gestation periods.
Dude,
so
the
when they lay
flies,
those eggs
– oh, it's yeah, they're the worst in a restaurant.
Eggs. You're not going to kill the eggs. You're going to kill the flies. So in 48 hours, they're hatching again. So what we do is we remove what they eat on. We evict them. So we do a whole house drain service. So those flies are like, I gotta go next door and eat on their drains. So that's what we do. We throw little Pac-Man enzymes down there, and we take care of those drains. So all this is health and safety, but it all started with that restroom hygiene service and goes back to that. And now you can look at our website, and there's so many things that we're doing. And I guarantee you, Tom Whitley, I'm going to tell you about him. He is
– by the way, he owns the company.
He owns the company. Yeah, owns the Memphis franchise. He has become one of the best friends I could have, and it's really awesome to be able to work for your boss, who is also your best friend and your mentor.
I will tell you one thing. The employees over there, because I also got to meet all your great employees, they all really, really, really like him. And you can tell that he goes out of his way to make sure that he brings in good people who are going to give great service. Mm-hmm. And again, I always joked around about Dusty May being the looks like a manager at Chick-fil-A, because mm-hmm. you know how they give you great service when you go in Chick-fil-A. Everybody's always smiling. Every time you see Dusty May, he's always smiling. And that's the kind of the same service that y'all get, and Tom does that for y'all. You do that. But I want to know right now, if I am a business owner and I'm listening right now, how does this work? How do I get in touch with you? How do I schedule an appointment? Is there a consultation? Like, how do we start getting to where I'm in front of you, or I have Tom on the phone, and I figure out what's the best service for me?
The best thing you can do is call Tom Whitley. He said,
just call him direct.
Call him direct. Call the owner of the company. And he don't care if you call him on a Saturday, a Sunday, just call him. That's how he operates with our business. If you have a broken soap dispenser, you're not going to be able to call some of our competitors on a weekend during
church.
And
somebody's going to come out there and bring you a new one.
Yeah, right. So call him. His number is 901-356-8282. That's 901-356-8282. Tom Whitley. Call him, and either he or I or both of us will come out there and have a chit-chat with you. And here, we just want to be good business partners. Tom, the way he started this company, he operates this way. he'd rather be screwed over by somebody rather than knowingly realize that he screwed somebody else over. So, you know, he operates this company. We're not going to try to sell you something that you don't need. We're not going to, I mean, we've had people that, hey, I want this service. And man, he says, I really would love to do this for you, but I don't, you know, I want to promote the value for you. And we, you know, whatever, but that's really, really what he wants to do. We want to be in business with good business partners. We don't want to sell you something that you don't need, but we want to promote value. We want to be, we want to work with you.
You want their business to succeed.
Yeah,
and again, the one thing that does kill businesses is germs and odors. They will kill your business very, very quickly.
Yeah.
But the other thing is if you're opening a business, this pays for itself eventually.
It does, yeah.
Not eventually, like on the quick.
Yeah.
And again, all it does is it gives your patrons a place to go and actually feel comfortable doing a very private thing, you know?
Well, you said it yourself. The first and last impression of a business, especially restaurants. We're 65 to 70% restaurants. We have industrial places and retail places.
I'm not going to call him out, but I got a doctor I need to send you.
Yeah, we do those too. We do dentists, all those good things. So that's the first and last impression you have, especially of a restaurant. You go in there, you're like, baby, let's leave. Chaz, come on, let's go.
Dude, like the Belts should also reach out to you. How much property they got in here? I know they got people that go in their buildings all the time, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that they have a situation where they take care of, you know, all the restrooms in maybe a certain shopping center.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what? If you don't do EnviroMaster, you might be screwing up moving into that. And I know the Belts got some good properties, but I know if you go to Enviro-master.com, you can get everything that you need to make sure, even if it's not already provided for you. Dennis, do me a quick favor. Last thing, if you were going to say one thing about your company and why it is that you need to reach out to EnviroMaster today, what would it be?
This company is a personal company. It's a personal relationships. And everybody says that. Everybody says, well, it's all about relationships, but nobody shows it. And if you were to go in there and you go to any customer, ask them what their number one thing that they like about EnviroMaster is, the relationships. And that's what Tom Whitley has imputed to all of us, and that's how we operate. We want to be good business partners. I have friends.
Y'all's retainment, yeah. By the way, yeah. When y'all sign somebody up, y'all keep almost everybody and their grandmother forever.
Yes. You know, right now in this economic climate, it's a little tougher. So we're wanting to promote value even more. But I want to say back in – we won a little award back in 2018, 2019, and our attrition rate was about 9%. And, I mean, most of those were because the business is closed.
Yeah, because of all the stuff that happened in 2020 and all that good stuff.
So, you know, we do retain. And that's because we are going to bend over backwards to make you happy and do whatever we can do to help you out.
You know, I just thought of, you know what? Hey, Crunch, do me a favor and reach out to my homies at EnviroMaster right now, because I go to the Crunch on Poplar and I do like it and stuff. But I go up there late at night because I'm not a non-sleeper. It gets funky in there, bro. Like, it does.
I sweat and a lot of,
Enviro-master.com. Give the owner's number and also yours one more time, please.
Tom Whitley. Tom Whitley is 901-356-8282. That's Tom Whitley, 901-356-8282. And I'm Dennis, and my number is 901-500-5361.
That's the number I give all the time.
Yeah, that's it.
I give out yours.
Yeah.
I love that. EnviroMaster, let them take care of your business, and don't let them germs that kill your business kill you. We're back in two shakes. I had a close thing. You know we got a gamble, right?
I thought we already gambled.
Yeah, I already got a game in. Yeah, I got the over in the Detroit game. I'm scared to death to look because I know they just got
through. We're going to gamble some more too, huh?
You know we are. It's a 48-hour Friday brought to you by my homies at EnviroMaster, and it's simple. Enviro-master.com. Back in two shakes, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Calling us is next to impossible unless you call Hi-Lo Commercial Services. For 15 years, Hi-Lo's dedicated.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It is a 40 out of 40. Blah, 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 blah. I guess I've been in the Tito's a little too early. It is a 48-hour Friday. Make sure you always celebrate with the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. And again, Tito and me are tight because we both dog lovers. And there's a little dog. And I found out, you know, Putin, it's like Spanish. He's not, it's like poutine.
Not flatulence.
Yeah, not flatulence. Or not poutine like if you're in New Orleans, you know? But we know over EnviroMaster, especially if you go to enviro-master.com, you can get rid of that stanky flatulence.
Shout out to Dennis. We've been killing Dennis all afternoon.
I love that. I love making a man laugh. But I also like making y'all a little bit of money. And I got a question for you, man. You are the basketball guy, right?
I try to be.
You're pretty good at it.
I try to be.
Your homie Mo Schefter is the golf guy. I know that Matt Hale's been texting all day, me and you and Mo, and trying to figure out who his Masters pick is.
Right.
What did you get from him?
He named some dude I had never even heard before. I sent that info to Matt.
What was the name?
I forgot already.
You already forgot. It was kind of like what I said.
It was like Xander somebody.
That's who I said earlier, and it wasn't the real. And I was trying to talk about Scottie Scheffler. I said Xander Schauffele or something, and I asked if he was real, or is that something I ate at a French restaurant?
sound like some, you know, like a Stouffer's frozen dinner or something.
Well, tonight you like the Boston Celtics, who are playing the New York Knicks in the Garden now.
In the Garden. Get back game for my man, Jay Tatum.
I mean, I almost, like I said, it's also just what happened last time he was in the building. I'm scared for him.
And they got eliminated that night, too, when he tore his Achilles. It wasn't just him tearing his Achilles. It was also them being eliminated from the playoffs.
Damn it. You know, I put the bet in a little bit earlier with that parlay at +4.5 with the Celtics. Did you know it just now moved to 5.5?
Moved to 5.5. I saw that right before he was coming back. Son of a
gun. It's going the wrong way for me. But usually that's good, man. They don't give away free lobster and you know what I mean, alcohol in Vegas, because it's called winning. It's called gambling. And you know I like the baseball world. Y'all know I'm into that, right?
This is true.
Love me a little baseball. Really do.
Got a tomahawk chop across from you.
I love the fact that my man, the Braves, have been playing great this year. I'm grateful Lopez didn't get hit by Jorge Soler the other night. And that was scary as all get out. But I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm looking over at the White Sox and the Royals, two teams that couldn't hit their way out of a paper sack right now.
Shout out to Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt bad, but rest of the team. I mean, they 5-7. They still under 500. But I'm actually looking at this game, and you know how I've been doing a little overaction? They got this thing, I think, set up too high. It's at 9.5. I'm taking White Sox, Royals, and we're going under the 9.5.
I like that.
Plus 9.5 right now is -115. Let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
So, Celtics plus +5.5.
Absolutely.
Under 9.5, White Sox, KC.
Under 9.5.
And to kill all the germs and odors that kill your business, Enviro-Master.com.
Holler at my man, Dennis Dixon. Holler at him.
That's right. Get out there and make that world a better place. See you on the flip side. Peace.
You have opinions?
I think it's over.
Of course you do.
I don't think it's that simple.
Everyone does.
I got all the answers.
Hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 360-8255.